Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good day to you. This is Molly McCord. Today is April 15th, 2019, and I hope that you are doing well as we reach the middle of April, and we have an interesting week ahead of us. So I'm going to talk about that in today's show, and I'm also going to talk about how to be aware of energy downloads and what that means exactly. And I had a really good conversation with a client about that on Friday, and I wanted to pass that on to you because I know that as more of you understand energies, whether that's through astrology or intuitive or spiritual energies and messages, it's helpful to know how we receive and how to be receptive. So I'm going to talk about that in today's show, as well as some of the changes that are coming in this week ahead. So we're going to do a little bit of a soul let's say a soul clearing energy, like an understanding of what is being let go this week, as well as an opening of what's coming in. A lot of right now, there's turnover, right? Like there's a changeover energy. There's big things that are ending. They're significant. They're happening for each of us in some manner, in some way, and they are meant to be complete. These are energies that are meant to be done, you know, put a fork in it because you've learned enough. You've understood what's happening. It's a changeover because you're moving into a new energy paradigm, the next lessons, the next experiences, the next manifestations, the next joy, you know, the next happiness, the next level of inspiration. And I was just talking with a friend of mine this weekend about how intense the healing has been. And that I know many people in the past week, I can think of four people I know in my little world in the past week where they've had some big life realizations, some changes, some things that they've had to move through. And so what we're seeing right now is a really clear time of choices where you're meant to be very intentional, apply what you've learned in the past year, 5 years, 10 years, and say, this is who I am. It's a time of putting yourself first. And this can be hard or a challenge or something that you're not used to doing. But the energy right now is really strengthening around what do you want? Do you want? Because we can think of that in many different levels, in many different ways. And you can say, oh, in my life I want to own a house, or I want a family, or I want this career. But this is about specifics. What do you want this year? Let's just say the rest of 2019 into 2020. Let's make it a more immediate time frame, because I feel like there are energies right, like in the wings, like just right off on the side, where as soon as you say, this is what I want, this is where I'm ready to go next, this is where I want to direct my energy, etc., the energies like come in and have this boom, like there's like this energetic takeoff, like, yes, you've got it, you're ready, because of what has been finalizing, ending, and clearing out. So there's an importance around letting things be complete, because I feel like this is where some people struggle, is in, I'm literally getting an image of somebody dragging around a chain, a ball and chain of like, I have to take this with me. And it's kind of like a martyr energy. It's kind of like a place of, if I don't take this with me, then who am I? And now you're supposed to say, well, that's who I was. That's an experience I had. That's a situation I moved through. And I'm hearing it all in the past tense, where you honor where the road took you, what you learned, what was realized, and now you release yourself. Because this week and next week are moving forward energies. And it's almost like if you don't intentionally do it, you might get some big messages from universe, God, source, spirit that you need to leave something behind because it will become more painful, it will become more difficult, it will become heavier, and you're not meant to carry it. You're not meant to continue to move it forward. So we are all really being pushed into greater mastery by honoring what is complete. And this also isn't, let me start that sentence again. This isn't only physical, okay? It isn't only what is in your world or something that you've been dealing with in a work situation or a relationship or your family. This is internal. This is looking at your own emotional patterns, own thought patterns, and looking at what you need to leave behind, where it's kept you limited, small, powerless, anything that hasn't allowed you to grow or expand. And this is a week of allowing yourself to bloom a little more. It's like having a bud come up on a flower where it just appears. The newness is there, the promise of newness, that promise of the fresh flower blooming. It's that potential. So it means you don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to know about what it will look like or what it will be, but there is a need to make a commitment to your new self, the parts of you that are blooming, the parts of you that are fresh and unknown, because a potential is unknown in some regards. We don't know what it's going to be. It has the potential to be something different. And so you're making this new commitment to yourself to blossom and bloom with higher self-respect, self-love, self-worth, trust, and faith. And as we, I'm getting the image of a bridge, as we then move over into a new energy, the new potentials, the old lessons, the deep healing, anything challenging, difficult, intense, I feel like it starts to dissolve and fade away into the mist. It just, it's like a gentle letting go, because there's been a lot of intensity and there's been a lot of review. And in fact, that's what's been draining, is how much the healing has dragged on and how much it can feel like this never-ending, I don't know why the word's escaping me, but I feel like a doggy paddle. Like it's doggy paddling and you're like, I don't even know where I'm going or what I'm doing. I'm treading water. I'm just getting by. I'm taking it one day at a time. And after a while, that gets really exhausting. And I feel like what's happening here is that it's helped you strengthen muscles. It's helped you be aware of the deeper layers of healing that were needed. This wasn't just surface. This was like deep, deep, intense, emotional, brought you to some deeper understandings of yourself, of your journey, of the themes in your life. Like this has been something climactic about the overall themes in my life have been this, this, and this. And that realization alone can be stunning or shocking or, you know, any number of things. And so there's been this sense of we couldn't ignore certain parts of our lives, of ourselves, of even what we allowed ourselves to do or where we let ourselves off the hook. And I feel like there's this, again, a changeover because it's time to move forward. And that's building. And this energy is showing up through the planets in Pisces. Venus and Mercury in the late degrees of Pisces are going to be switching over into Aries this week. Finally, Mercury leaves Pisces, where it's been since February 10th, enters Aries. It's the sun's last week in Aries. On April 19th, we have the second full moon in Libra at 29 degrees, which is an ending degree. Then we have the sun and the moon working with Uranus, breaking things up, setting us free, liberation, throughs. There's a lot this week that won't let us stay the same. And there's a new maturity that's come in. And I feel it's at an individual level. I feel like the people who have really understood their healing, the lessons they've had, the path they're on, I'm seeing a graduation cap of spirit honoring that culmination of what you've understood about yourself. And I feel like it's like this really deep recognition, maybe even hard to put into words, around where you're leaving a part of your life experience behind. Because as we ascend, like as we spiral up to higher levels of consciousness, and you can think of this as going up to higher floors in a building where you go from the 17th floor to the 18th floor to the 19th floor. I mean, some people think of it that way, but I think of it as it's a spiral because it doesn't have a start or a stop. It just has a swirling energy that moves us higher. And that gives a new perspective on what was, on what needed to unfold in order to understand and see things clearly. And there's some areas of our lives where we have to work with something in the physical world through a physical experience. This is the Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, and it's understanding how we have experiences that shape us, that define us, that show us more of our energies. And the Earth signs show us where we have to take responsibility, be responsible, how we have to show up, where we have to be aware of ourselves, our commitments, et cetera, et cetera. And we're moving into this new awareness. And I'm feeling it as like a really gentle energy that you can see I went through this experience in order to really click and lock what I needed to see. And that was the gift. And that's where I then go forward knowing a new day is dawning. I'm feeling optimistic energies. I'm feeling like the ability to I'm stalling because I was going to say recognize, but it's deeper than recognize. It's like this really deep knowingness that circumstances that were bigger than you had to play out to reach your level of awareness. And there's a new objectivity coming in that gives you the ability to take two steps back and see it in a different way and see it for what it was. It's like taking steps back out, such as zooming the camera out, and you see the whole forest instead of one tree. You see the whole cityscape instead of one building. So you see the whole experience with greater objectivity. Oh, wow. And I feel like what that is, it's like seeing it through the eyes or lens of spirit, of a soul level perspective. Because it feels like this overlay, of energy, spiritual overlay over your human self, where you can understand what you went through and give yourself the right perspective, the healthy perspective that's also an ending. Like you write the last two sentences of the book, or you write the last part of the story, and that closure that you give yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, you give yourself that closure, and that's when the whole thing dissolves into the mist. And that cityscape that you're looking at, it just all starts to fade. And that forest that you're seeing, it all just starts to fade. And you're like, okay, that's what that was. And I understand what I learned, what I went through. There's just this big completion energy. And I spoke about this last week, and it's because of the planets in Pisces, Neptune, Venus, Mercury. It's also the connection to the South Node in Capricorn, Saturn and Pluto, plus the sun that squared it last week. There's this shifting happening at a much bigger level. And we have to release ourselves from what was. And as Mercury and Venus move in to Aries, they get a new sense of potentials and what's possible, but then they meet up with Chiron, which says, I don't know if I can do that. Where Chiron is transiting in your chart right now at 3 degrees of Aries is where confidence is being developed. And so before there's confidence, there are questions, there are doubts, there are vulnerabilities, there are uncertainties. There are, who am I to do that? How could it be possible for me to do that? And it can feel personal because it's in Aries, and that is your sense of self. That is your believing in yourself. That's your desire to take a risk and to do something new. And you could feel a hesitation around that. And I think that once Venus and Mercury move past Aries, or Chiron in Aries, then there's going to be this growing strength and growing courage. So this next week has some interesting energies that really moving through us and allowing us to see where we've been And to not overthink it or to stay in any place of judgment or resistance, because all of that shuts down the flow. And the energies right now, they are flowing. They are moving ahead. There is, you know, it's a big river that's moving forward, and you're meant to flow with that river and to not stand on the riverbanks or to not try to build a dam, but to just be in this place of, I don't even know where I'm going, or I don't even know what's coming next, but I know that I'm ready. I know what I want. I know that I'm open. And so if you can just stay open to the potentials, you're going to have an understanding that you're being moved forward and you're not supposed to know what it is yet, because that's the minute our mind can lock on to something and overthink it, overanalyze, go into the hows, go into the when, you know, go into all the details. And this is a time of openings so that you're in the flow of those potentials. And the more that you can allow that to happen, I feel like there's some type of release. And I also feel like there's something deeper in ourselves that's being readjusted, where we really know what trust is and we really know what faith is. And I'm feeling like, again, I'm seeing that graduation cap that honors how an important cycle has ended and has been completed, and that it's okay to let that go and to remove it from your energy, to remove it from your mind. In fact, part of what our responsibility is right now is to move forward and to look at what you want to create and manifest next. And so, there again, the opening energies are about the possibilities and potentials and to dream big. And that's part of what the Fire Grand Trine on Sunday, April 14th was about, was an opening to the next potentials that would uplift you, motivate you, energize you. And now is the time to go into that energy. So as we're opening and we're being willing to move into a next life chapter, a new phase, the next adventure, what have you, one of the ways that we can receive guidance is through intuitive messages, energetic downloads, quick-moving inspirations, new ideas, anything in the dream state. There's many ways that we receive energies, ideas, inspirations, and I commonly refer to them as downloads. And it is the understanding that energies are always connected, and that we're always connected to God, Source, Spirit, angels, whatever term works for you, and that we have to be open to receive that guidance. We can ask for it. We can say, you know, this is what I intend. Prayers are asking for support. Anything where you're putting that request out, and you can always release it as well to the best and highest good, or to, you know, some people say God's will. Some people say whatever the universe deems best. I mean, it can be however you want to let it go. But we have the ability to work with energies very powerfully when we're aware of our own power. And our own power is in relation. It's a relationship with spirit where we are supported on our human journey from spirit. And as such, when you're open, you can receive these downloads. Now, think about your computer, your phone, your tablet, whatever your favorite device is. When it needs any kind of upgrade, security, if there's a new version, how does it get those upgrades? through downloads. And so your computer will download the new version. Your computer will download a new security check or whatever they're called. You can tell I don't do security checks. You receive it. And so we as humans do that too. And we are in nature when we're unplugged, when we're away from intrusions and too much energy stimulation, artificial energy, let's call it, technology, computers, EMF. We can be distracted. We can be caught up in that stimuli. But when we're in nature, when you're on a walk, when you're exercising, when your mind is open, when your mind is free and in the moment, when you're meditating, when you're sleeping, when you're in the shower, you receive new insights, new downloads, new understandings that can support you. And this day and age, we don't do that enough because we always have our phones, right? Or you can get anything on demand on any device, or there's all this stimuli around us. So the more that you can get away from electronics, technology, the internet, social media, and be in a state of receptivity, you start to receive more of these downloads that support what you need. And this happens differently for every person, so it'll be your own unique way of receiving energies. You can receive messages through your body, through your intuition, through your emotions. It can hit you in any of the seven chakras. When each of your seven chakras is healthy, spinning, bright, vibrant, and alive, essentially, alive with that very clear energy, it can receive and be invigorated by other energetic downloads. So we are really supported when we ask for it, when we're receptive, when we're willing. And these are the energy downloads that guide us. And think about when you've been in the shower and you've received that brilliant idea, or you knew what to do, you got a solution, you got something that you needed. It's the same thing where you're in the moment and you're open. The more we do that, the more we practice that, the more receptive we are, because we're getting out of our heads and we're opening up to all energetic potentials. So you can receive, I feel like the best way to receive downloads actually is when you're exercising, because it can help to get your blood going and you're moving, and there's a sense of, I don't even know how to describe it, but you know, the endorphins are going. So exercising is a great way to receive inspiration and guidance. Sleep can be, like, through your dreams. If you remember your dreams, you can always put a question out before you go to sleep, and then you may receive the exact answer or knowingness right before you wake up or in a dream state. It might not happen that night. It might take two nights or three nights, but the information comes through. You can be even, it's like being in a place that's out of your figuring it out brain, right? It's the difference between your right brain and your left brain. It's the openness of creativity and where the energy can go. So these downloads are important right now as we're in this place of new pathways, new possibilities, new potentials arriving. It's where you get that crazy hit of inspiration or something wild out of the blue, but you know it's right, or it feels good, and you're like, this is definitely for me. This is definitely what I need to do. So this is a time right now of moving forward, and I'm just seeing that very clear arrow pointing straight ahead, where we're meant to leave behind truly complete and not drag it forward, not feel like it has to be something that defines you or that you carry. It can just weigh you down or be a burden. And we're meant to close out a chapter. Again, this would depend on your own experiences here, but I'm feeling like it's been in the past 5 years, and it could even be 10 years for some people, the whole decade, but there's a closing out energy. And we're moving to a shift in how we love ourselves at a deeper level. And this is more personal, internal, intimate in regards to your relationship with yourself and what has changed permanently for you. And it's private. You don't have to tell people. It's not meant to be something that everyone knows about. It's a new standard that you're setting for yourself. Feel like there's enough people aware of this that it's really creating some new energy on the planet. And that energy is going to grow. And that's what I see blooming. That's what I see expanding, is that we're shaping new potentials. And I wish I could show you this visual I'm getting, but it's very soft. And it's opening. It's like the blooming of flowers that open gently. I also feel it as a new, not only the new pathway, but it's the new manifestations into what brings you joy. And I'm just feeling this so strongly that I know for many people, things have been emotional, intense, challenging, and it's exhausting. And you're done with it, and you just want to break. You want to break from the healing. You want to break from the work. You want to break from the intense emotions. And I feel like what's interesting about this energy is that it's asking you if you can live in simplicity and peaceful joys. But you have to define what that looks like. So going back to crossing over this bridge, when you arrive on the other side, what exists there? What are the simple joys that are already there? Because if you don't know what it is, if you don't know what brings you joy, then your assignment right now is to define what brings you joy. This can be simple things. For me and my family, we love going camping. So we go camping at least once a month. And I love my magazines. So I bring my stack of magazines. That makes me happy. Simple joys, right? It's like, where are the things that are realistic for you, that are obtainable, that you are making a commitment to add in your life? It could be working out more. It could be, you know, trying a new healing modality that you love. It could be collecting something. It could be a new hobby. It could be artistic. It could be trying new recipes. I mean, on and on. What brings you joy? Because I feel like that's so vital right now, especially after the intensity of the past, as I said, the past few cycles. It can wear us out to the point where we don't know what to believe in, or we don't know where to put our energy. And I feel like you're being asked right now to gain clarity on what makes you happy. And that's such a big question in some regards, but it's also really basic. And as we move into Taurus energy, as the sun moves into Taurus, Taurus is about the simple joys of life. I mean, at its basis, it's about food, water, shelter, money. But Taurus is also about living a good life and enjoying the finer things in life and enjoying a really good meal, a really great cocktail, a great travel destination. It's about our five senses. And what makes you come alive in the physical world that you want more of? And so when you have a willingness to know that about yourself, that's when you'll get the downloads. That's when you'll get the messages. That's when you'll get the clarity. That's when you'll understand what you need and how you want your life to look. That's our work right now. It's a return to not only what brings you joy and happiness, but what gives you a connection to your physical experience. What makes you feel alive? Where can you even have that sense of and calm, which is another Taurus energy, of where you can find peace in life. The sun will enter Taurus on April 20th at 4:55 a.m. And so I want to plant these seeds now because you're not meant to stay locked in the previous energy cycle of what was ending and completing. I mean, it feels like for a lot of people that's already drifted away. There's already been some types of closure, some things removed, the layers have lifted, if you will, the pain, grief, feeling like there was maybe heartache or loss, anything that felt unfulfilled or troublesome. The most intense layers have passed. And so now it's, oh, this is funny. I'm getting the image of driving a stick shift or manual for the first time in a different car. It's different in every car. You have to drive a manual. And so it's trying to do that in a new vehicle. And it's a little bit clunky at first, or you have to figure out the timing, or you have to get the new rhythm. That's this week. It's like, okay, I'm getting this new rhythm to my life, and I want this. This is what matters to me. You know, you want to be focused on the clarity of energy, like the purity of who you are now. And that's part of this rebirth. If you're exhausted, if you're tired, if you're worn out, take time as needed. Downtime, sleep time, nap time, vacation time. That's important. And then the energy swell comes back in to move you forward. So know that it's a really interesting week, and there is a necessity to start to stabilize yourself. Stabilize yourself in the new chapter or new book or next path, because I'm feeling like there's going to be even more stability in May. But this week and the last weeks of April, the changeover energy, okay, it's bringing us back to our power. It's bringing us back to our power, which you could have felt you lost or was taken away or was minimized. You're coming back to a new sense of power, and it's part of the necessity of this time. And that's what's going to stabilize you. That feels like the ending here of this show, is that you're coming back to a new sense of your power. And for those who are listening to the show for the first time, on Mondays, I typically do this healing episode that has different messages and energies and astrology blended in. And I just channel, which means I listen to what I'm seeing, feeling, what's coming through, and it's in the moment. That's why I also have these delays when I'm speaking, because I'm receiving it as an open channel. On Wednesday, I talk more specifically about astrology, where we talk about the transits, the aspects, what the planets are doing. So that's a little bit more of the focused astrology show, and this is more of the healing and energies of right now. So April, the middle of April here, is a big time of coming back to your power, and to know that that is where we have incredible choices, amazing abilities to create our dream life. And the more intentional we can be with returning to that place, the more you will effortlessly tap into your simple joys, what makes you happy, what you want to manifest, what lights you up, what you want in your life. And it's a wonderful time to be doing this. It really is. So I hope this has given you some good things to think of and be aware of in your own life. And on Wednesday, I'll talk about the upcoming full moon in Libra. I do have a video for you on YouTube about this lunation that is the second Libra full moon, and it has a lot of completion energy in it, where things are really over, where an energy cycle is truly ending, especially with relationships, and particularly it could be even your relationship with yourself, your relationships with other people. It's all connected. It's all interwoven. And there's an understanding of what was learned, perhaps any conflict resolution has been arrived at. There's a setting yourself free as well with this full moon on April 19th. And then after that, we move into a very dynamic Taurus energy period. So we'll keep talking about that, and of course I'll be back on Wednesday with more insights on the astrology. But I hope that this show has given you some messages that resonate, that support what you're feeling or moving through, and most importantly, support you returning to your power, your choices, and your ability to claim what brings you joy and what makes you happy, even in the smallest, most specific ways. So thank you for joining me. I'll be back here on Wednesday with our next show. In the meantime, I wish you a beautiful week ahead, wherever you are in the world, and take good care until we connect again. Goodbye.